listen to the word of God from Psalm 30. A psalm, a song at the dedication of the house of David. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. You can see in the title of this psalm that David wrote this as a point of dedication of his house, a time of commemorating what God had done in his life. For much of his life, David had been a soldier. He'd been a warrior. He fought many battles. But now God had brought him to a place of peace, a time that he could rest from some of those battles and build his own house. And at that point, David looks back at what God had done and takes time to remember and give thanks to him for that. As he looks back, there are several things that he gives God thanks for. In verses 1 through 3, you can see that David says, thank you to God for deliverance. Deliverance from physical enemies, from sickness, and even from death itself. But then David quickly transitions and moves his focus from physical deliverance to spiritual deliverance. Not only did God deliver him from those enemies that he faced physically, but he had also forgiven all his sins. And that is at the heart of this psalm. David puts it this way. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. David is using very poetic language at this point to describe the experience of what we have come to call mercy and grace. An easy way to remember the difference between those two is that mercy is when God does not give you what we do deserve. We deserve punishment for our sins, but God has turned that away. He's turned his anger away. Grace means that God gives us what we don't deserve. He showers us with his favor, a favor that we don't deserve. David's understanding of mercy and grace come through especially in the prayer that he voices in verses 6 through 10. He looks back on his life and he confesses that he had become self-sufficient and arrogant. He said, in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. But the very next verse, he says, Lord, that's not true. My immovability as a mountain comes only from you. And that in your displeasure, I understood that you were hiding your face from that arrogance of mine. And so what did David do? Well, he prayed and he confessed this sin. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. Verses 11 and 12, then, it's apparent that God did answer and that he did forgive. It's apparent because of David's outburst of praise that happens next. You have turned my mourning into dancing, my tears or my sorrow into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth, another sign for sadness and for mourning, and instead you have clothed me with gladness. To that end, my glory may sing praise to you. Now, that's a metaphor David sometimes uses, my glory, to describe his tongue or his mouth, what he uses to give glory to God in worship. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. He thanks God for the forgiveness that he has received. We're putting that all together. I want you to see that in David's context as he reflects back on his own life, as he sees God's work to give him rest and to give him forgiveness of sins. But you need to also know that this is only possible in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so David, foreseeing the forgiveness that would come through Jesus, speaks with joy at the forgiveness that comes through Jesus Christ. It's a psalm that we all can sing because we can reflect back ourselves. We can see how God has delivered us physically. We can also see how God has worked in our lives spiritually to give us the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. That mercy and grace that is at the heart of this psalm is only because of Jesus Christ. The anger that is poured out that lasts only a moment was not so for Jesus. For Jesus, as he suffered on the cross, cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And he satisfied that righteous indignation and judgment of God against our sin. And so we can say along with David that our sins are forgiven. Our mourning lasts for a moment, but our joy forever. That is because of Jesus. In Christ, we have this deliverance, and like David, we can know the sweet relief of forgiveness and follow him in an outburst of praise and worship for the forgiveness of our sins. I'm thankful for this psalm in the context of a Christmas season because we're meditating on why Jesus came. And it is exactly for this reason, to be our Redeemer. Throughout the month, we'll sing Psalm 30. We'll use Selection A. Psalm 30, Selection A. I invite you to please stand to praise God.